Hello, it's Les Cowie of lescowie.com. So let's start digging down into these seven steps that apply to every job, all jobs, and more especially to the job that you are going into. So often I find that people go into a new job and they become bewildered. Those first few days are so frustrating and they just don't know where to start. My recommendation is that you start at step one and really get to understand the environments that the new job operates in. So step one then would be to define the job's environments. Every job operates within definable environments, and you can describe these as internal and external environment. The internal environment is the space where the job happens, and we define the internal environment by all the things that are within that unique space. Now, these things can include equipment, furniture, utilities, appliances, electronics, books that are there, computer applications, paperwork, and even signage used in that definable space. Now, the space may be an office, it may be a workshop, it may be a floor space, as in retail or restaurant. It could even be a cockpit, as in the case of a pilot or the driver of a vehicle. Now, as simple as it may sound, one of your first tasks is to establish what's the space in which my new job functions and what are all the things in it that I'll have to use to perform the job. Every job, then, has an external environment. In most cases, this relates to how you will interact with other people. It includes how you relate to departments and facilities within your new organization and outside of it. Plotting requires an understanding of all the relevant interactions that the new job requires and how much time is typically spent interacting with other departments, functions, or people. In your new job, you'll interact with some people more than others. Now, if you need help in understanding how to go about plotting that external environment, the recommendation I make is that you do two things. One is to sketch a diagram of the internal environment and the external environment, but also that you use your smartphone to record the space in which you operate and the interaction with people in that environment. Now, if you're not exactly sure what all you need to track in documenting and identifying the internal and external environments, then I recommend that you take time to read my book, New Job, Fast Start, 7 Steps to Be Seen Mastering Your New Job Quickly. Not only do I provide the explanation of how to do these steps, but at the back of the book, I provide actual worksheets. You can actually print and paste the pictures that you have taken of the area. So I recommend that you make copies at the back of the book, internal and external environment, and the questions at the back of it will assist you in asking the right questions of a mentor. Now, hopefully, when you get into the job, you will be assigned a supervisor or a mentor, typically someone who has done the job before, who will give you information, but quite often those folk are wanting to get on with their own new job and don't take the time to give you all the information, which is why you need to be equipped to ask them the right questions to get what you need. You have to be proactive if you want to be seen mastering your new job quickly. And so at the back of each page, I provide the questions and some suggested things to do which will allow you to capture, in this case, everything you need in order to understand the environments for your new job. So there you have it, some homework to do. Have fun with it, and please join us on the next podcast as we move forward to step two, which is about the flow in that new job. So head over now to lescowie.com and purchase, first of all, the free download of the first few chapters of the book, and then buy the book itself. Thank you. We'll chat again soon.